supposed to be like better than us, everyone says, including me, because like I don't know if you've taken a look at humanity, but it pretty much sucks. But then you get animals that do dumb things like bark at noises that nobody else fucking hears. Yeah, I'm talking about you. What's up, dude? Hey. my producer Riza the dog. This joke I got about pictures I take whenever I'm recording, and then there's Saris is the office manager, and Keone's the intern. So, oh yeah, I have no idea why I did that. I was just being stupid one day and decided to do that. Stupid like Disney, fucking spinning off every fucking thing in the goddamn world. Bo-Katan's gonna show up in the Bad Batch animated series, quite possibly. And the Bad Batch, when is it going to? It takes place after the Clone Wars. It doesn't say exactly, but I think if I remember, Bad Batch is going to take place in like right after Rebels, right?
I don't know. I think it has to. I mean, I could be wrong, but I think I think so.
Yeah, I believe so. Anyways, allegedly Bo-Katan is going to be in there. KRT, most of you guys know Kessel Run Transmission. They announced the Bad Batch series, of course, and now Cinelix, I don't know why you would name your site Licks, but whatever, says Bo-Katan's gonna show up in the show. Personally, when I saw the trailer, because I never watched Rebels or Clone Wars, I didn't give a shit. Does this make you give a shit about the Bad Batch more if Bo's in it, or were you already on board with the series from the get-go?
Not, I really wasn't. It was one of those where, you know, I didn't even intend on seeing it when it premiered. You know, it was like one of those, if somebody's like, hey, it's pretty cool, check it out, I might check it out, but no, it's not on my radar. Her being in it, it intrigues me. If it matches up with this timeline, with the Mando timeline, and her mission that she set out on continues in that somehow, then I'd be a little more interested to check it out. But that'd probably be the only way.
So do you think the Darksaber story is finished by the end of season two?
I don't, but I don't know. We'll see.
Do you think this leads credence to the theories or rumors, not theories, rumors that Bo would be getting a show with someone, say, like Cara Dune, I think it was. Do you think they're trying to build up her backstory in order to do whatever they plan on doing with her in the future?
Yeah, like I said, depending on where that timeline hits, maybe this is how she loses it and how she forms her current crew. Or it could continue after her appearance on the Mandalorian. You know, I don't know. There's a lot of possibilities there, but yeah, clearly at this point, I think Disney's trying to make her a household name, the character.
Yeah, and
that definitely seems to be the plan.
Let's see here. The Bad Batch arc would be part of the Star Wars Clone Wars revival season. that had debuted on, what you call it, Plot Summary, The Battle for Anaxis, one of the Republic's, no, this is, Bad Batch is still a Clone Wars era story.
Oh, then I don't care at all. pre Rebels, like full blown.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
I really
it's
don't
a,
care.
It's apparently a an entire. Yeah, it was originally supposed to be part of season 7, but it ended up kind of like having enough of its own arc that they fleshed it out, and yeah, the setting for the episodes is split between Anaxis, a planet from the Star Wars Legends line, and a new world called Skako Minor. That's kind of weird. Like, why would you call it from the Legends line if it now exists in canon, you know?
And they're trying to hook people like you, dude. Legends tag.
It ain't gonna work. And I'm looking like at the difference between the two. And like the EU Wikipedia page and the canon page. You remember that time I modified Wikipedia to state
I do.
state the day Star Wars died? That was hilarious.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah, if this is the case, I mean, you know, if you're a hardcore Clone Wars cartoon fan, cool for you. You know, you get a continuation or a side story during that. But for someone like me, I just don't care. If that's where it takes place, yeah, no.
Okay, yeah. What do you think about the Obi-Wan Kenobi casting details? Have you heard about those?
No.
Oh, well, before I start, good morning, everybody, and welcome to LR Mornings today with Kyle and...
Brian.
And we have some, like, casting descriptions of characters, but... it's not official. It comes from the Illuminati, so take it with a grain of salt. What the fuck? But here we go. They are looking for Riley, aka Eve, female, 20 to 25, co-lead, a female. I forget what the B stands for, but it's something indigenous and then people of color. I think it's black, indigenous, and people of color, BIPOC, whose character details are being kept under wraps. Tia, a female in her 30s, supporting role, also seeking out black, indigenous, or person of color. Harold, male, late 20s to 30s, supporting, a quirky comedic male. And then Bella, a female in her 40s, supporting, and must be. And I'm not saying that because I've seen several polls that say most Latinos and Latinas do not like the Latinx title. So I'm not going to use it, and I'm going to say Bella, 40s, supporting Latina. What do you think about these names, which I believe are placeholders, first off, but just the type of ages and genders of the ages and genders of your supporting cast, including a 20 to 25-year-old female co-lead.
I mean, I don't really care about any of that really until I know what the story is. The co-lead slightly is interesting because she's so young.
Right.
That stands out in my mind, definitely. Well, like, who is this and how are they important in his life and where did they end up pre A New Hope? I think that's going to be the big question. But as far as casting, I'm more interested right now in what's the central plot? Who's the antagonist? You know what I mean? Like, look, I'm all for Ewan McGregor coming back. I think that, you know, that could be cool. I know he probably wants to make his mark in the Star Wars universe in a way that he enjoys as an actor, as opposed to just what he did in the prequels. And so this is that opportunity. But at the same time, what the hell is the story going to be? What's going to be interesting enough to warrant, was it 4 or 6 episodes? I think they said something like that. So it wasn't a whole lot of episodes, if I recall. It was going to be sort of short. As far as the casting, the only thing, who's the young character, like, and why is that that's a co-lead, so that's a very important character to whatever this plot is. I'm assuming somebody's going to need help. That's my...
Yeah.
She's going to need help or something.
Jedi looking for asylum or something. These names have got to be placeholder. I'm saying, if I watch
what if
a movie,
they're not?
If I watch a Star Wars TV series where the names are Riley, Tia, Harold, and Bella... I'm really going to be upset.
Yeah, they're probably placeholders, but I don't know.
Those have got to be placeholders. Now, this is like an old fashioned episode of LR Mornings where we've got like multiple stories to cover because this is a story from the weekend, but I have to know because Brian is such a fan of this series, and to be honest, I'm a fan of the franchise in general. But Brian, Dan Trachtenberg, Predator, go.
This is my biggest thought on that. Has it been long enough since the last one? And I'm, you know what I mean? Like,
last one
I don't
was
know
last
about
year.
Exactly. It's a franchise. I know Disney, I think, is getting in, you know, they spent a lot of money and now they want, you know, they want to make money.
Yeah.
And they own all these new properties, all these new toys. And, you know, there's been speculation and rumors that they're going to expand Disney Plus and have sort of an R rated section.
No, you and I, it wasn't you and I, it was Nick and I, people mistook that, actually kind of got to break it on yesterday's episode, late in the night, I was actually able to find from Brazil that Disney Plus Star will serve as the streaming update for Disney Plus, which will serve as Hulu in Brazil. So Disney Plus Star is Disney Plus with Hulu in Brazil. So I guess technically you might see some rated R stuff down there on Disney Plus proper, but here I think the release of Deadpool 1 and 2 on Hulu is obvious. That as contracts with other streaming services end, I think Alien, Die Hard, like all of that here in North America ends up on Hulu. But yeah, it did come out from Brazil late that night. So, like I said, technically, yeah. Yeah, it could be for rated R stuff, but it'll be only in Brazil.
Well, okay.
But back to Predator.
They made a lot of announcements between the Deadpool or, you know, leaks, whatever. You know, I think some were announcements, some were leaks. But, you know, Predator, Deadpool, you know, showing that, hey, we are going to start spending money on these properties that are going to be, you know, in the R-rated family of mm-hmm. content. But, man, I don't know, because people are already starting to ask. Because as soon as that story dropped, everybody was like, oh, what about Alien? What about Alien? And I was just like, I don't know. I think maybe 5 years, 10 years, we need to take a break.
And Ridley Scott said he has another idea. And it's like, dude, I don't know if I trust you anymore. I mean, like, I know you liked Blade Runner 2049, but Scott didn't do that, did he?
No.
That was,
I butcher his name if I said it. It's the guy that's doing
Villanueva, yes. Or whatever, right? Yeah.
Look, I enjoyed Prometheus. You know, I've talked about that on here. I thought Covenant was just a missed opportunity. I love Raised by Wolves. Now, you know, I love Raised by Wolves. I thought it was a great series, and you know, he was involved in that. I think he should stick to stuff like that. Get away from the named franchise of Alien and do these little crazy wild sci-fi stories on the side, because I just think everyone needs a break. Because correct me if I'm wrong, but the box office on the Predator series, the last two, and then I don't think Covenant did great. You know, I don't know if they lost money, but I don't think they were great.
Not at all. It was not good, and that's why there was no immediate announcement to finish off that story that they ruined. and then they tried to save it towards the end, but didn't mm-hmm. quite do it. Prometheus was great. I loved the idea of it. I wonder, and I know you wonder too, because it sucks to think of a writer, director, producer, even a comic book artist that they either something happens in their life, or they reach a certain age to where the shit coming from them just isn't the same, right? And Ridley Scott's one of those people. George Lucas was one of those people. I think James Cameron, honestly, is now one of those people to where it's just like, all right, time to put you out to pasture.
Dude, Avatar 2 is going to shatter the world, man.
I'm so sorry, it is. And Predator... Did you like Predators, the Robert Rodriguez one, where they humans were
fine.
On their planet? Yeah, like if you're gonna do Predator, you have to do something brand new and fresh, like what Shane Black tried to do. But first off, no Predadogs, and second, no super predator, and third, don't. Like, first off, as a service member with PTSD, by all means, comedians, go out, have a blast with it. Movies, show it. Even if it's wrong, show it. But, like, they made an entire team out of PTSD stereotypes, and that was a little infuriating because... Every other time in movies, you're told stereotyping is wrong, it's bad, and yet here we had an entire cast made up of people that represented like individual symptoms of PTSD. It was ridiculous. I did not like the last Predator movie at all, and personally... I would rather see a really, really good Predator animated series from Powerhouse, I think they're called, the guys that did Castlevania and are doing Masters of the Universe with Kevin Smith. Let's do a Predator animated show. What do you think, Brian?
Yeah, I wouldn't be against that. I mean, that's a good thought. Could Predator, or even in live action, could Predator work as a streaming series?
Ooh.
You know, and that maybe something like that would be the avenue they should go down instead of a theatrical film. I don't know.
How would you do that? Would it follow the Predator on hunts for a little bit to where you think you're gonna, like, okay, we're following the Predator, and then after like two or three episodes, he gets to Earth, and then we start following the Earth side of things, and it's more split. What would you do? What would you do with a 8 episodes, 1 season Predator, Brian? Go.
Gosh, shit, I don't know. I think Predator 2 is a good model because I like that movie a lot.
It is underrated. It really is. Underrated. And Glover did a really good job as I know he plays action hero in some movies, including Lethal Weapon, but he did a lot more in that movie, and I really enjoyed his character.
If you took that particular film and even the structure of it, but you expanded on it, because you have the gang wars, and then there's this outside force, and they're confused, and the cops are trying to figure it out, the gangs are trying to figure out what's going on, who's hitting them, then you have sort of the government element who's secretly trying to do this stuff, and then he's caught in the middle. And when you really look at the structure of that, if you expanded that that kind of story, I think could work. If you were, you know, gonna try and do a series.
I like that idea. Kind of like almost you would have to play it carefully though, and politically, because we all know what we saw in Predator 2. Again, bringing up stereotypes and stuff like that. But I kind of like the idea of the Predator making it to Earth and seeing some of the violence and going after some of those violent groups for trophies, because he sees them as almost as if, like, we do a series where the Predator's taking out world leaders and stuff like that, you know. And it's like this hunt for this lethal assassin who starts out by taking out like bad people in like North Korea or Iran. We don't even have to use the real leaders' names, you know. We can use fake leaders' names to not upset anybody too much and get as broad an audience as possible. But maybe he starts out by doing that because he sees it as like, these are the great warriors, you know, the warmongers. And after he's taken care of the warmongers, then he turns his attention over towards the U.S. and some of the violent things that we got going on here. And the possibilities are limitless. You could really truly be balanced and have the Predator rip the head off of some white racist in Texas as he's coming across the border or something like that, and then also rip the head off of some Antifa punk burning down someone's house. I don't know. I like that idea of him going after warmongers for some reason, and these fights that I can like imagine in the valleys or mountains of Afghanistan of Taliban fighters trying to fight off the Predator and shit like that, and just this march to the United States basically over the first two or three episodes, and then the last three or four or five episodes are all kind of like you said, take that Predator 2 thing and really expand on it inside United States. Pick a city, Chicago, Los Angeles, New York. Hell, I would even like to see a city that hasn't really been fucked up with a lot. Excuse me. Do Atlanta. Do Dallas. I don't know, Brian. Do you know what I'm saying, though? Does any of that sound good or make sense?
Yeah, that's a big scale. That's a lot of money. I don't know if they're looking to put in that kind of budget.
How is that a lot of money?
You're talking a world-spanning...
Most of that you can film in studios and locations here in the U.S. and Australia. I mean, they've got deserts. We've got deserts.
It just depends on how they do it. You're going to need a central protagonist. Like you described, that would sound like a great comic book. Or maybe,
yeah,
you know what I mean? I don't know, the scale of that might be too much. I don't know.
I want what comes next from Predator to feel like, do it now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want that feeling that you got when Arnold and the Predator went toe to toe. That feeling when Glover makes it to the spaceship and the Predator nods to him, and we get the little alien nod with the skull. It's, I want that again. Predators was cool. The last Predator film, which I don't remember, was it called just Predator or The Predator or some shit like that?
I think
that,
it was. That, I don't that. Remember.
I no.
It's Scream.
And, yeah, God. Whatever you do, 20th Century / Disney, you better not call this film Predator. It better not be called Predator. And I think the last one was called the I just, I remember, the video games, of course, the Predator was 2018's. I miss the video games, including the old side scrolling Alien versus Predator beat 'em up arcade game. Like, I miss that. I miss the good AVP video game. I did not care for the movies. Oh, God. Those are terrible. Did you like either one of them?
No. I thought the second one was on a better path, story-wise. But the first one, it's a weird script.
That the Predators come to Earth where the aliens are at in the, I think it was like the Mayan temples or Incan temples, and it was legitimately an out of this world script. Oh man, I really hope we get something good. We know it's gonna be a movie, Brian, so we should go ahead and give up our hopes and dreams of a good streaming series for the moment. Dan Trachtenberg, what was the other thing he was really, really well known for? 10 quote Cloverfield Lane, which I actually really really enjoyed. You still haven't seen it yet, right? The one with
Goodman.
What's his name? Big guy, John Goodman. Thank you. I fucking love the shit out of John Goodman. But yeah, Dan Trachtenberg. What else has he done? Let's see here. Directed some Boys episodes. One episode. So The Name of the Game in season one, an episode of Black Mirror. He did the Portal No Escape short, which is actually really, really good. If anybody likes the video game series Portal, Go on YouTube and check out the No Escape short. He did that. That makes me kind of excited. He doesn't have a lot to him, dude. This is like a Marvel pickup, honestly. The Black Mirror and the Boys. I don't watch Black Mirror, so I don't know anything. But when a soup kills the love of his life. Oh, he directed the first episode of the Boys. Dan Trachtenberg. Okay.
Yeah.
He directed the first episode. So, second take on Dan Trachtenberg. Does that give you any type of feelings about Predator or no?
No, I mean, the Cloverfield one is the more interesting in that. Is that their goal? Are they going to basically say, make a small film? You know,
would you prefer
you know that? Yeah, it depends.
Small, like the first one was,
and that's what I'm. That was where my mind went. If that's the direct, because you know, there's what the whole thing is like in two rooms, right?
Over a couple of days, I think it is. I said,
yeah. So I don't know. I would ice the franchise for a handful of years. I really would.
Yeah, let's see here, Skulls, I don't care about that, yeah, Patrick Aysen, who wrote Kingdom, Jack Ryan, and Treadstone is on to write, where did I get that thing that it was taking place over a couple of days, what else was I reading? That was a different story, Brian. Way to go. That was the Bad Batch, genius. Fuck. How do you mix those things up? You're fired. Speaking of fired, and I know this is entertainment news that is not usually covered here, but I know you're going to be upset about it. Dude, Jason Ellis was fired from Faction, from SiriusXM.
Oh shit! What did he do?
After 15 years, like, dude was tweeting last night. Like, I thought it was a joke, but he appears to be serious. Jason Ellis no longer at SiriusXM. I have to wonder: did he start pulling more numbers than Howard? Finally, was he a threat to Howard? Did he piss Howard off? Does it have anything to do with Howard at all? Like, I'm legitimately shocked. For those of you, and sorry, I don't know why my phone is going off. They'll call back. It kind of sucks, and I think I might drop my SiriusXM because honestly, like. He was my travel. You know this. You've driven with me before. He's like my travel partner. Like listening to Jason Ellis gets you through a long trip. So I'm pretty fucking pissed off about. Yeah,
I'm very
that.
Interested in why. Like you said, I don't. Did he do something that the company, you know, was like, yeah, that was a step too far, or did or yeah, like you said, if you cross paths with Stern, you know.
I don't know.
I mean, in all reality, unless there's some massive scandal that we're not aware of, he'll just start podcasting.
Yeah, he had already started a podcast. Yeah. Tully has a podcast and his stand-up career getting off. Kevin Kraft, Dingo has a fucking podcast. So yeah, Jason should land on his feet. That kind of sucks. And I've got one bit of last breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. I know we're pushing this, but it is Monday morning, and some people decided to hold on to their news over the weekend instead of giving me a job to do and let me write some things. But according to the direct, And this is part of what we call our bar side buzz. So take it with a grain of salt. But it is coming from the direct. We know they're fairly reliable. The Boba Fett show will actually be a prequel show and deal with the events leading up to the Mandalorian. Brian, I fucking hate that idea. What do you say?
I don't know, man. That's surprising.
That's 5 years we get to cover with potentially cover with Boba Fett if they're gonna do from his escape to meeting Mando.
I just don't know what the who cares. I don't, you know, it's one of those who cares.
Yes, who cares? Thank you. You
know, and seriously, because it's at that point in the timeline, we know what was going on and what happened, and as far as where his character fits in, I really don't care. Look, the Mando timeline right now is sort of interesting because we don't know all the details, but I don't really give a shit where Fett was during that time. I don't know, man. I'll definitely check the trailer and, you know, see what they're doing. And I mean, I'm probably gonna watch it, but
I mean,
that doesn't
excite me.
Star
Wars.
I'll say that.
Yeah. The direct also says that there's a casting rumor that Jordan Bolger from Peaky Blinders will be in the series.
I'm a huge Peaky Blinders fan, so
yeah.
But that's still not gonna.
That's not. Enough
that's
to
not.
Say
I mean,
that
no,
show,
no.
Though.
I mean, ladies and gentlemen,
I'm gonna put it to you this way one more time, because some of you may not have heard the Cantina series, which you should definitely go to. If you go to SoundCloud, you can find the entire Star Wars movie library reviewed in depth, including episodes 8 and 9 requiring two parts and both being over 3 hours long in in-depth discussion about those films. I don't like Boba Fett. I think he is completely as is right now. Okay, as is right this second, completely overrated. He only had a couple of lines in Empire, and then he dies as comedic relief in Jedi. And people fucking lose their mind over him. And I can't fucking stand it because it makes no logical sense. Does his armor look cool? Yes, but was he actually a cool character in the movie? Fuck no. So sorry, I don't care. Hopefully Mando makes Boba Fett a character worth caring for. I care about his armor on Timothy Olyphant-tastic, as Nick calls him. I almost rather see that continue on than get Boba Fett involved. I don't know. What do you think?
The only thing about Boba Fett that was ever interesting to me ever was the boss fight in Shadows of the Empire on Nintendo 64.
Oh.
He was a pain in the ass. That's it. I just, you know, like I said, it's not something I'm going to get really excited for. I'll see what they're doing with it. But that's got me concerned. If that is 100%, is that, like, confirmed?
I mean, it's the direct, man. They're on top of things like THR and they're pretty and they're calling in an exclusive about the Jordan Bolger talks. So if they mention that and the timeline and the same article, if I were a betting man, I would put 75% shot that yes, the direct's got it right. It's gonna be a prequel. As far as prequel to the Mandalorian,
yeah.
And yeah,
well, that's got me more concerned about these upcoming shows now, because if you're telling me, okay, Bad Batch or whatever is now, you know, in the past, this series is in the past. Now all of a sudden, where we thought we were going into an era, you know, we didn't know. Now all of a sudden we're jumping back potentially closer to stuff we know. You know what I mean? Like I'm not looking for that.
We're right at the end of the empire, and like you said, we don't want that again. Like that was my biggest disappointment. As soon as they said that what do you call it? The book series, the comic book series that they're doing. The stuff that we thought D&D were gonna make a movie off of.
Oh, High Republic.
High Republic. Once they said, I was like 500 years, 800 years, 1,000 years, just waiting on it. Like, let's go way back. They were like 200 years. I was like, fuck you. You're putting Yoda in it. No. And I believe we already did hear once that yes, indeed, Yoda will be in. I guess one of the books or one of the comics, like a young, a 200-year younger Yoda. Like, I have no interest in seeing that. Do you?
No. The more I learn about the High Republic, the less likely I am to check it out.
I agree. I might check out the comic book, the first three issues, and see if it's any good, but that's about it.
I'll keep it. I'll read a couple of reviews and then I'll just check the Wikipedia as far as lore. But that'll
get
be
your cliff notes.
See what's going on.
Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I guess that's gonna do it for us today. Brian, thanks always as always, thank you for being on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, check out the website, lrmonline.com. Every day, you know what to do. It should be your home page and open up as soon as you open up your browser. Or if you do that really cool thing like I do, where you have like multiple pages that load up at once, make sure LRM is one of those so you never miss the latest and greatest in entertainment news. We have a YouTube channel, lots of great content there. I'm trying to start putting more of our podcasts on the YouTube channel, as well as our weekly What You Missed This Weekend video series. That hits Twitter and YouTube 7 a.m. Monday morning with your cup of coffee. Before you listen to LR Mornings, get a quick peek at some of the stories you can find at lrmonline.com. And, of course, subscribe to the podcast network wherever you get your podcasts from for great shows like LR Mornings, this one, and Breaking Geek Radio, the podcast, amongst a lot of others. Brian does some things on the wide, wide world of webs. There's the joke I was trying to make from My Name is Earl. What do you do, Brian?
You can find me on YouTube. The channel's Pulp Mythos, PULPMYTHOS. It's one word. Currently doing shows like The Undoing, Fargo, got a lot of content coming up. Your Honor, starting in a couple weeks on Sunday night, so check out that stuff.
Well, I'm married, so I was definitely not on her, okay? That was a lie. Somebody saw something. It was wrong, alright? So don't cover me being on anybody. Jesus, can't believe you'd say something like that on the air. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. We will talk to you tomorrow.